Later that week, I had a call into the studio for a photo shoot for some late additions to the catalog. The lingerie available these days for the more mature woman is absolutely stunning and so incredibly sexy. It's designed by mature people for mature people. And with all the life experience that they've gained, they've introduced a line of lingerie that can be beautiful, pretty, sexy, and slutty in such a stylish way. While I was there, I picked up my neighbor's lingerie order. And that evening, while relaxing over a glass of wine, I couldn't help myself. I had to have a sneaky peek at her order. You can tell a lot about a person by their lingerie. It reveals what type of person they are, a type of person they've kept hidden from their friends and family. I've known ladies in the past that have been smart, kind, polite, and genuine, upstanding human beings in their community. But secretly, behind all that is a dirty, filthy fucking whore. Honestly, these women are such total sluts in such a dirty way, with no limits. My neighbor was no exception, judging by the few items I looked at in her order. Crotchless panties and bras with holes to gain easy access to her nipples. There were also panties that had a cutout in the rear for easy anal access. I thought, you dirty, filthy fucking bitch. It also crossed my mind that maybe this was an order mix-up, or maybe she ordered the wrong item number. But that was put to bed when I saw the two full body stocking suits she'd ordered, one in black and one in red, both crotchless, and they had holes for her nipples, and of more interest, both had slits for anal access. She has a very sexy body with big, huge tits and sexy hips and a great fucking ass. The thought of her wearing all these items was making me extremely wet. I made contact with my neighbor, Sally. We made arrangements to meet later that evening over at her place so I could give her her lingerie order. When I arrived, Sally opened the door and, like me, she was dressed in just leggings and a hoodie. I couldn't help but notice how shapely and toned she was. She had great legs and a very sexy ass. She poured us both a glass of wine and apologized for ordering so much lingerie, but she couldn't help herself, what with a very generous discount I gave her. I explained that it's a perk that I only use for myself because most of my friends and family are quite reserved when it comes to underwear. Sally said with a cheeky grin, "Everybody gets something, I guess. I get discounted lingerie, and my son gets something to wank off to." I was so intrigued she brought that up again, I couldn't help but ask, "How do you know he uses it to get off?" To which she replied, "One night I fell asleep in front of the TV downstairs. When my husband was away on business, I tend to stay up late, don't you know? Anyway, when I was heading to bed, I saw a soft light coming from Jason's room. Luckily, I was on my bare feet, and like a cat, I crept up to his door." As I was listening to her talk, I could feel a tingling sensation between my legs. She continued, "I looked through the gap in the door. I could hear Jason breathing heavily, which gave me the impression he was asleep and snoring. And as I scanned his room through the gap, I saw him lying on his bed. He had the lingerie catalog propped up beside him. It was opened with two pages of you modeling panties, bras, and suspenders. I knew the picture and range of lingerie she was talking about, and they are very sexy indeed. She continued, I repositioned myself so I could get a wider view of his room from the limited gap in his door. It was then I saw him frantically stroking his member. I was on the fucking edge of my seat. I needed more information and whispered to her, is he big? Sally turned and looked up the hallway to make sure her son wasn't lurking about and whispered to me, his cock is so fucking thick, much thicker than his dad's and longer too. He is only 18, but his cock is so fucking big. Listening to her talking about her teenage boy's cock was really turning me on. After seeing Jason's cock myself through his window, I fucked myself so fucking hard with my dildo for hours. It got me wondering if his own mother fucked her own cunt while fantasizing about her son's thick cock. Suddenly her phone rang. She saw that it was her husband on the line. I told her to take the call. I know what it's like to have your loved one away for days at a time. The phone calls become so important. She thanked me and left the room. About 2 minutes later, her son Jason came into the room where I was sitting and introduced himself. What a very well-mannered young man, I thought. He asked me if I'd like a refill. That would be lovely, I said. As we made our way to the kitchen, Jason was behind me, and I knew he was taking this opportunity to stare at my ass. I fucking loved it. As he poured me a fresh glass of wine, I could detect that he was nervous as I stared at his strong arms, his bulging muscles, and broad shoulders. He was wearing a pair of shorts, revealing his well-toned leg muscles. I pulled a chair out and straddled it with the back of the chair facing me. I did this on purpose so I could sit facing him with my legs spread wide open. I could feel my extremely thin leggings tightly wrapped around my thighs and stretch over my pussy mound like cling film. I could see Jason stirring through the spokes of the chair in the hope he could see the outlines of my cunt. I used my thumb and forefinger of my right hand to rub up and down the stem of my wine glass, slowly replicating a nice, slow, super sensitive, teasing hand job on a man's cock. I could clearly see Jason's teenage cock growing in his shorts. I stood up and approached him, slowly letting my glass down on the kitchen counter beside him, and whispered, "Where is your mother?" He nervously replied, "She is upstairs in the bedroom. That's where she always goes when talking to Dad on the phone." I knew this would provide me with the time I needed and also give me ample warning when she was returning. I whispered seductively, "Jason, are you a virgin?" Jason could only nod his head yes. Indeed, he was a virgin. "Good boy," I said. Staring into his eyes, I ordered him to take his cock out. With no hesitation whatsoever, Jason pulled his shorts and underwear down halfway to his knees, and his cock sprang loose, just like a jack-in-the-box. I glanced down at his member. I had to take a large breath as my eyes took in his size and thickness. I pulled my own leggings down to mid-thigh level, revealing my very skimpy black silk panties. He should know them because they're featured in the latest catalog. I hooked my thumbs under the strings along the side of my panties and pulled them up over my hips, which really showed off my curves. I whispered to Jason, "Do you like my panties?" I could see his teenage cock pulsating as he struggled to utter the word yes. All the blood seemed to have left his brain for parts further south. I moved a step closer to him and whispered, "Grab your cock and pull back your foreskin and rub the head of your cock over the front of my panties." Jason's fist wrapped around his young, thick cock and stroked his throbbing steel rod, exposing his throbbing, precum-covered, swollen head. He moved closer to my silk panty-covered cunt. The first touch was like an electric shock right on my swollen clit. Jason started rubbing his teenage cock head up and down the front of my panties, painting them with his precum. I moved my hips forward to increase the pressure on his young 18-year-old cock head. Then I lowered the zipper on my hoodie, thus revealing my deep cleavage and a glimpse of my lacy black bra. I could feel Jason's young teenage cock throbbing against my cunt. I was so wet down there. I then told him to get on his fucking knees. I positioned my panty-covered cunt over his mouth and ordered him to fucking lick my panties and taste his fresh teen precum mixed with my warm, sweet pussy juice. The feeling of his tongue and hungry mouth was absolutely fucking incredible through my nylon panties, especially when his tongue darted over my very sensitive, swollen clit. My panties were now soaking wet. I pulled him back up and kissed him on his teenage mouth, a nice, sloppy, wet kiss, and invited his tongue to enter my mouth so I could suck it and taste the cocktail of our juices. His cock was rubbing against my bare thigh and smearing it with his precum. I positioned his cock between my thighs and reached behind him and gripped his ass cheeks and pulled his hips towards me. The head of his teenage cock forced its way between my soft, strong thighs. We continued French kissing as he pushed deeper. I could feel his cock throb between my thighs. Jason moaned in my mouth as he began to empty himself right between my tight gripping thighs. I felt squirt after squirt after squirt of his hot, creamy teenage cum. I released my grip and his cum began to run down my legs. I couldn't resist, and I scooped some of his seed up with my fingers and sucked it off. Quickly, I wiped myself clean with some kitchen towels and pulled my leggings up as I heard Sally coming down the stairs. I whispered into Jason's ear, "Next time, I want you to shoot your fucking load into my fucking cunt, and I promise to milk you dry."